there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a love and despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with a Dish. I'm John Katzalamidis. I write the Cats Report on Las Vegas Sun, LasVegasSun.com, Las Vegas Weekly, LasVegasWeekly.com, and all the Greenspun Media Group titles. Hello, Disherito.
Hello. Was it Disherito because it was just Cinco de Mayo?
It is. That's right. Ay, 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 caramba.
Ay, caramba. I only know Campa Charo Spanish.
No llores, porque cantando se alegran cielito lindo los corazones. Everybody. Ay,
wow.
Ay, ay, ay.
I just know Charo English. I mean, Charo Spanish. You know,
Charo English and Charo Spanish are the same thing,
exactly,
aren't they?
There you go.
It's a mix of of half languages.
Coochie, coochie, coochie.
Stop that.
That's all I got. That's all I got. So,
what's happening?
I went away for the weekend. I went to LA.
You were fun. In Los Angeles.
Yes,
City of Angels.
I was.
Tell us about it, Dish.
My friend Kelly Stone. Shout out, love her.
Mm-hmm.
I had a birthday soiree, birthday take two.
Kelly
as it
Rolling
was.
Stone.
Yes,
fabulous
who
lady.
You know very well. Mm-hmm. Very
She's a beautiful
well.
Woman.
And so it was great. It was a mix of people I hadn't seen in years, and it was a lot of fun. And actually, a couple of a Vegas site came to the party. Andy Walmsley came.
Andy Walmsley was
yeah,
in
he
LA.
Was in LA, so it was funny. So
how
it was
cool.
all it was a great time, and then went to see since last week's guest, Dancing with the Stars, I went to see my dear friend Cheryl Burke get perfect tens at Dancing with the Stars.
CB. She's
yep.
a beauty too.
Yes, hadn't been back in a while. Dina Katz, another person
mm-hmm,
that you know very
mm-hmm,
well,
mm-hmm.
that the head
all
of
good.
Talent over there at BBC. And it was fun. Saw, you know, a lot of Mark, Derek, the whole crew. And it was very, very funny because Alicia Jacobs was with me. And Alicia Jacobs and I, we were in the ladies' room backstage before the show because obviously it's a two-hour show. And Maria Menounos was in there. And she's like, oh, gosh, they didn't figure this out with the costume. How am I going to wash my hands? So Alicia and I each take a wrist and help her wash her hands in the bathroom. So when she walks out for the whole group thing, you know, like and they introduce them, she sees us because we were in very bright colored clothing. And she waves and she holds up her cuffs and she's like, thank you. It was so cute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it was like, we have to say, like, one of our highlights, even though we're like, we know a lot of the people, it was very cool. But it was the fact that mm-hmm. Maria Menounos acknowledged us for her her dress holding.
She is a beauty. That's we should have a thing called Great Moments in Restaurants. Rooms because I've got a few of those
yeah,
little stories
do.
About and that one is a good one. I should write that up. I'm reminding myself on my show
what you should
our
write
show
about.
To write about this. John, write about that. That's very cool.
Yeah,
she's a beauty, isn't she?
Oh,
is she that
and,
beautiful
and very
in person?
Sweet. Oh, even prettier and very, very sweet. And it was fun because obviously I hadn't been there since Wayne was on the show. So it was a lot
wow,
of fun.
5 years?
Yeah, to catch up and to see everybody. And, you know, and it had just been Cheryl's birthday. And so it was great. Cheryl's, I'm hoping she wins. Maria is the next person, of course, but I'm hoping Cheryl wins because her and William Levy
cool.
are mm-hmm. amazing. Yes, and so you did a lot of fun stuff. You went. What did you do? And it will actually lead into our guest, I think.
Well, it's on Sunday night. I went and saw Brad Garrett host a night earlier than he was supposed to. His scheduled run over at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. So I went over there and caught him. He actually had filled in. They had a need for him to do some extra material that night. On Sunday. So I got to
so
catch up with him.
So those people were really just lucked out, right? Because it
yes.
probably wasn't advertised that he was going to be there.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a hosting thing, and they had a scheduling a foldover, and they were in need of about 40 minutes of material for the show, between 20 and 40. And so Brad, you know, went off yeah. as he normally does, and it's a cool room there at the MGM Grand. A lot of fun, and a lot of really good comics in there. So I did that, and... just had some kind of social time this weekend. I hung out with Joey Fatone and some of the little bit of the Dancing with the Stars crew, Sabrina Bryan and Carrot Top, oddly enough, and my friend Frankie Marino, and all of us had dinner together. And I learned something about Joey Fatone. Two things about Joey Fatone.
I
One
told
you, know,
I, he makes great sauce.
He makes great sauce, great meatballs, great,
yes.
a great pasta
yes.
dish. And he also does sleight of hand. He does a little sleight of hand comedy. And I recorded him. I'll have to show you this. It'll be up on my site, too, where he took my business card and made it disappear.
Wow,
bang.
Very good.
Yeah. And so I recorded 15 seconds of video of him doing this over at the
Topper's
house.
When he was still, before they opened the show, he was still at Price Right Live, and so he had everybody over while everyone still, while he had a kitchen, and we all, he made his sauce and his meatballs
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Very
it was
cool.
delicious. He's really is a very good
yeah,
cook.
Yeah, it's seriously delicious stuff. So
yeah.
anyway, you know.
So that was a fun night.
Just cruising along, Dish, you know how it goes.
And also we should give a shout out to another former guest, Billy. Johnson, mm-hmm. that the Wranglers are in the finals.
The Wranglers are
yeah.
on fire. Monday and Tuesday night, both of these games are almost sold out. They're playing in the finals of the ECHL. They beat the hated Alaska Aces in five games to advance, and it's a good time. And a good man who is working his tail off to make that team work here in Las Vegas. And they're one series victory away from winning it all in a very big league, more than 30 teams in the ECHL. So congratulations to Billy.
Yep.
And we just announced our guest. We've already been talking about the esteemed big man of comedy, Brad Garrett, is going to join us shortly. Please stick around. I know we will.
Viva! What's up? This is Kyle Massey from Dancing with the Stars, and you're listening to Cats with a Dish in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
That was lovely.
Yeah!
Have you any idea what you put me through?
Barnabas, get over it.
Locked in a box for 200 years.
Don't exaggerate. It was only 196.
It was an eternity. I shall have you tried for witchcraft and burnt at the stake.
That's Johnny Depp as the vampire Barnabas Collins and Eva Green as the witch Angelique Bouchard in Dark Shadows, Tim Burton's adaptation of the classic supernatural soap opera. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Both Burton and Depp have professed to being obsessed with the original Dark Shadows, which ran from 1966 to 1971 on ABC, and especially with the dashing vampire Barnabas Collins. But Burton's adaptation substitutes jokes and special effects for atmosphere and foreboding, and makes the suave Collins into yet another variation on Depp's predominant weirdo persona. The impressive costumes and sets indicate Burton's consistent eye for detail, but as in many of his recent efforts, he's applied his considerable style to very little substance. I give Dark Shadows 2.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is Girl in Progress, starring Sierra Ramirez as a precocious teen who decides to jumpstart her maturation via coming-of-age story cliches, and Eva Mendez as her frustrated single mother.
What are you doing?
Rehearsing. For my blasting death metal phase. Unless hip-hop freaks you out more.
This freaks me out.
Great.
Girl in Progress has the flatness and predictability of a TV movie, perhaps one for the Disney Channel, with no emotional resonance. The plot is contrived, the lessons are prepackaged, and Ramirez gives a showy, annoying performance. I give Girl in Progress 2 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and online at joshbellhateseverything.com.
They're all living, the devil we care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Welcome back.
Oh!
Sitting with us now is
wow.
the city's
you knocked that tick
biggest
right off my
comedy
bunghole.
Club operator.
That was incredible. How did you do that?
Welcome back.
Oh, John, it's
sitting
great
with
to
us
be
now
back.
Is the city's how biggest
exciting.
Comedy club operator.
How exciting!
He's
6'8",
don't you see?
Has turned into.
I think our audio's off. He's the proprietor and a performer often at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club. Fortunately, that's his name because the comedy club is named for him. Welcome back to Cats
right.
with the
well,
Dish.
Well, only because Annie's Pretzels was taken.
Brad Garrett.
So
it's New York pretzels. You joke about this, and it is a pretzel place next door.
It is
New
a
York
pretzel
pretzels.
Place. You know. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next door to your
but
club.
But Annie's is delicious.
Annie's is good.
Yeah.
Annie's is really, really good. But no, it's a wonderful club. I'm in the basement of the hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're at the urinal, look yeah. left. Okay.
I usually do when I'm at the
okay.
urinal anyway.
All right. Because
you never know.
Okay. Get a pretzel, put your nuts in the vanilla bean, and come
oh
and visit me.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on. Why wouldn't you?
Pecan.
Why
alert.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, Izzy's back. We should say hi to Izzy.
He had
the beautiful Izzy.
We're on her activity no. blanket right now. She just
she
woke up. She had colic last night.
Oh,
oh my God.
She had
God,
a rough
we
night. Well, she looks absolutely stunning.
She has
today.
A welcome yeah. to Las Vegas binky she's working on in there.
She's welcome to Las Vegas binky.
Welcome to fabulous Las Vegas.
You see that. So amazing. She's so amazing. Just a matter of time until she goes to the cops and goes, he did it.
He
did it.
He touched me.
So if you, so we're talking about the gigolos. You're not going to give me the if they would.
Oh,
do
we were talking about the gigolos.
Yeah, we yeah, were talking about the gigolos earlier.
Before
yes.
we came on.
No, yeah, no. I'm gonna wait till I, you know, make enough money doing this show so I can afford to see one.
Okay.
Which is gonna be a long, long time.
I have a feeling
you're
not gonna
going.
See one. Yeah, yeah, maybe get a hand job from a hobo, the way there you're rolling. But other than that, I don't know.
We've redefined what a hobo is now.
Well, listen, it could be anybody. Look, it could be me tomorrow. You know, in this in this town, you never know.
So, no, the MGM. Why the move to the MGM? Why move across the street? What happened
from the
there?
Trop?
From the Trop.
Seriously?
Why did you do
yeah.
it? Yeah, I think I know why. But
okay,
why?
Well,
I haven't seen you in months. So
it's been a while. And you're welcome to the club anytime. You know,
thank you. He never invites me. So no. Why the MGM? I do not know.
Why the MGM? Why'd you move to UNLV? You know, I mean, it's the same. Yeah. It's a natural migration, mm-hmm. is what it was. Well, simply put, I wanted to be at an MGM property originally, and when I was looking around, there wasn't any room available, mm-hmm. and I went to the Trop. And was there for 18 months. And some space opened up at the MGM because they're redoing that whole place. They're calling it the mm-hmm. MGM Underground.
The Underground.
Personally, I call it the basement right off Valley Parking. They call it the Underground. They call it the Gag Silo. They call it whatever they want. Okay?
Across from Haagen-Dazs.
It's mm-hmm. you know, it's where the janitors hang out and get high, pretty much is what it is. Sometimes in the middle of my act, you're like, don't bong on it! That was mine! You know, and usually that's my manager, Tony, who
so
walks
you get a contact high.
When you get a contact high. Exactly, okay. Exactly. And for the older people who come in, a pudding high. We now get a pudding high for the older people. Had God's waiting room last
well, you
night.
Had a relationship with MGM
yes.
Mirage
yes,
before you went over to the Trop. You were at the Mirage
and
for quite a
yes,
while.
Yes, and Bally's, I go back
yeah.
to with a lot of these people,
right.
believe it or not, and Richard Sturm.
Especially.
We
man.
Love him. Mm-hmm.
He is the greatest. He gave me one of my first jobs back in the 80s. I knew when he was running Bally's, and then I, when they opened the MGM in 93, I went in there and I opened for the Righteous Brothers and Sinatra, and that's how that all mm-hmm. started. And then we just were really great friends, and I really wanted to go back where I felt I was at the right property. And it opened up at the last minute. I was able to get out of the Trop scenario, and I'm grateful to those people there. But, you know, it'd be like, leaving you, John, for her. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Wow.
You know, there you are, Ted is a job skipper.
Thank you.
But you know what? I'm,
it sucks to be the Trop, I guess, in that comparison.
No, right? Not the Trop.
I guess
not
I'm the MGM. I'm feeling
that's
very
right.
welcome right now.
No.
We'll paint her green later.
So if you had to pick a position. No.
Say left field. Quick.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Left field. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, Cats, for that.
All right.
For that gracious.
Goalie.
Exactly.
For that gracious.
But seriously, on yeah. on this point, you were
you
there.
You love drawing on this. You just want.
Well,
dirt.
I'm,
you want
I'm wonder. I don't wonder.
Sure.
No, because I want you to succeed. And I wanted you. I thought well, I wanted you to succeed over at the
I
Trop County. I think it's good for
I
the city
her,
to for you
it's
to
good
succeed.
For the city.
It's good for the
succeed.
City to have you
sure.
involved in entertainment in Las Vegas. There's
Thank
a lot
you.
Of comedy clubs. I think we counted eight that when you opened at
there
the
are
MGM.
Eight. There are now seven.
That are, yeah.
Yeah, there are now seven.
With
I closed.
Oh, well, we're counting yours in there.
But I'm happy to be here. No.
Talk
well,
about bearing
well,
the lead.
Well,
we're
going
to have
ones,
to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Izzy, do you want to do the last 15?
But I am working with Terry Fader. I make all of his... Puppets! Terry Fader, who won't return my calls.
I can't imagine why.
You saw me on the Joy
well,
Behar show.
You got to call Barry
Wait,
Fabulous and he'll
what
get
you. What did you say on Joy Behar? I missed it.
I said, Terry, they're friggin' dummies. And, and he just, you know, got up. And,
you still refer to his show in your act
well,
now.
Well, I have to because yeah. it's...
Wait,
it's,
you were
it's,
on set with him and he got up and left?
Well, he got up to make a... puppet change. I know what it really was. See, he won't take the hand out of Satchmo's ass. And that isn't the first time I've said that sentence.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
I've done a lot of theater camp. He won't remove the puppet in front of people. Because there are people who believe they're people. You betcha.
Well, it was awkward when he interviewed me that he was
yeah,
having
he was
a conversation with Cats. And
yes.
we were just radio at the time. We had not
yes.
moved on to the wonderful
and he brought
Vegas
the puppet
TV.
Anyway.
And
oh,
so,
he brings a puppet even on radio.
Yeah. So the meanwhile, Terry is talking to Cats and the puppet is winking at me and nodding at me and doing a bunch of stuff. And I kept saying throughout the whole thing, because there was no TV, I'm like, it's right. winking at me. It's freaking me out. Like, I mean, it was interacting with me aside from Terry.
And it didn't
sure.
like being
like,
called it either. I
yeah, it didn't
that.
Like that. Yeah, Barry, sorry.
Yeah,
and it reminded me of that movie
Which,
Magic.
Yes! That's
yes.
what I made a reference to Magic. And he goes, well, that is a true. My puppets would never do that.
Murder?
Yes. Which puppet did he have? Did he have the hooker girl?
No, he had a Barry Fabulous.
The little... not gay puppet. I guess he's supposed to be gay.
Yeah, he's not gay. He's fabulous.
He's fabulous. So yeah. He's sitting there. Barry is sitting there having his own relationship with Trish during the interview, and I'm talking to Terry this way.
Right.
And I can see there's some action going on over here. And finally, Trish says, I can't take this anymore. The puppet is winking at me. Right. And so Terry then turns to Barry. Yeah, you know, and I thought
like,
he's going to be winking at anybody.
It's freaking me out. It's freaking me out.
It was freaking her out. It was a freaking
and
situation.
And he replied to it. I don't remember what was said yet.
Yeah, he said he admonished Barry for Barry to stay involved in the interview. And then they had a little bit of
So did he do one of these things? Barry, stop doing that. Barry, stop doing that.
I can't stop looking at it. Stop doing that. Oh, look at that gaper.
Barry, stop doing that. Yeah, I have that problem, and I worked with Romano a lot. I would go, Ray, please stop. What do you mean? Oh. But see, so we were always Joy Behar. And Joy's a stand-up, as you know.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
You know, she was like, you know, before he comes out, even though that's like Joan. I know, but
it
works.
Oh, the puppet.
Works.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like, Joy, you know, Joy Behar.
Yeah, don't do the thing about the puppet. It's a Joy. The puppets, I never done. You know, so 2 minutes into the interview, and I'm looking, and Joy starts sucking, you know, to the puppet, the hooker puppet. Who's the hooker, white trash?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
And Joy goes, you know, Sylvia, do you like working at the Mirage?
I have a great time, man.
You know, and I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and let you talk to a puppet, Joy, who I've known for 20 years. I said, dummy. Not going to let you talk to a
they
dummy.
Don't like that either.
I'm not a dummy. I'm a puppet.
I was like, shut up. I turned on the puppet. He got up. His manager flew over. What's going on? What's going on? Hovering over the table. And we were laughing so hard. And it was, but this, you know, they're puppet people, and they're people. They are people.
Right.
They are people. Okay. I think.
Until they be put in a box, then they're
and they're suffocating.
I hear there's no box. I hear there are not boxes. Oh. I hear that at the Vader Mansion, they're hanging out. Oh. Couple at the pool, one at the island,
kind of like
kitchen.
The Playboy Mansion. Huh?
I think it's a little
bit.
I love
it.
I think it's a little bit.
We're gonna have to get invited out there.
I know. Not after this interview.
We'll have to do a road trip out to the Vader Mansion.
I would love.
I'll show up.
But he's terrific. You know, it's funny. I used to drink water when I had my hand up Ray's ass, and I would drink water. And my twins! I wish they would nap.
This hits to a point I was going to ask you about that. Ray Romano still does the material about his twins being infants.
Yeah, I mean,
and
look,
they're
I'm
adults,
a hack, but you know,
they're in their 30s.
Like, oh, and when they poop behind the couch, I'm like, Ray, you know, the couch, they're 30 now. I don't think it's no longer
that's
something to make
real
fun
issue.
Of. I said when they used to. We got in an argument the other night about it.
He was at your club at the opening.
Who's talking? If there's not a Mexican in the front, you can't even go on. He said to me, which hurt.
Yeah, it did.
If you had a choice of a Mexican, listen to me.
Okay.
Or a saddle. Let me finish. Go ahead, Johnny. What's going on?
Take this on. Well, Ray was it. He's going to be performing at your place more frequently now than he was able to at the Tropicana.
Well, why not? You know, it's
I mean,
an
you
MGM,
can just come in
we're
and
share it. And now I'm allowed
that's
back
one of the
into
lures
the
of
MGM,
the...
which there was a little freeze out for the big Jew.
Sure.
It had to do with an insult you hurled at somebody at the Mirage. Right?
Well, I look, you know, you hurl insults. It's
you
hurled material. At an individual at the Mirage who was a high roller.
Who had a $7 million credit.
Who happened to be Asian.
Who happened to be Asian.
And you said.
And I said, any word on my laundry?
Yes. Which became an issue with the management.
It became an issue, you know. And then
which is a great line.
Then he did this. I heard him go, you know, and he, you know, he was with like, you know, a 12-year-old Russian woman, you know. And I heard.
Girl. Gymnast.
And I went, we're ready to order. Then I tried that one because the first one wasn't enough. And I hear Ray in the back going, I know, I'll talk to him. You know? And then that night it was, well, actually, the contract was, but it was time for me to move on. Look, Kevin James.
Kevin James is with him now.
He's a big film star.
Person.
You know, owes me 10 bucks for Zookeeper. But other than that.
The film Zookeeper? I paid to see it.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's unfortunate.
And I took my kids, and my kids were like, can we go next door to the other theater? I don't know. And it was like, I don't know.
You have, speaking of other mediums, you've got a TV pilot that we're waiting to hear word on.
When does this air?
This will be, we're going to be airing at Radio Friday.
Friday.
And future TBD TV. So maybe
by the time this airs, I could be unemployed again. Which could be. It was a wonderful, I had a great time doing this pilot. It was for ABC and Imagine and 20th.
And who is in it with you?
Let me see. Elizabeth Perkins plays my wife,
right?
Who's amazing. Yeah,
wow, that's
fabulous,
great.
Fabulous. And the star of the pilot was Sarah Chalk,
right,
from Scrubs.
Oh yeah, she's
exactly.
great.
She's really
and
great.
And she was one of the kids on Roseanne that replaced.
She was like the second. That's exactly right. Very good. Yeah. A lot of people. That's very good. You're up on your Roseanne.
I am up on my Roseanne.
I love it. That was a great show.
It was. It was
a great show.
I loved it.
Went on for a long time. Yeah.
Yes, it does. And it's coming back in its own way. You know, John Goodman and Roseanne are doing a new pilot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Are they?
And they play trailer people. You know, she likes to really expand.
Yeah. Well, yeah, is that true? They're really working on something?
They just
show
that.
That show jumped the shark when they won the lottery.
Yes.
Yeah, it totally jumped the shark. Even two Beckys, I really got over that it was two Beckys. That
of
was
course.
Fine with me, but jumping the shark with the millions, it wasn't.
It was, well, you know, Till Death, five daughters. We have five daughters on Till Death.
Wow.
That's, well, you know, when the show was really going down in flames, which was about 2 weeks into it. you know, the network's like, well, we got to replace a daughter. And I said, okay. And then we did four more episodes, and the writing still was not working. And we got to replace a daughter. So it got to the, by the time we got to the fourth daughter, the network had walked away. They just wanted to finish the order we had.
Pretty soon we were doing a remake of the Brady Bunch.
It was unbelievable. It was like a show about Mormons. It's like the daughter really has to leave. We got to get her out of town. So by that time we were on our fourth showrunner. You know, we got a guy from like Animal Planet that said, "Yeah, all right." And I was like, let's do this. Let's just get a different daughter every week until then, because the network wasn't watching.
Yeah,
it.
They don't care.
So like, we wanted like a Korean daughter, and I wanted to get Tootie from Facts of Life, my favorite reference.
Uh-huh.
And just start to just bring him in until they would. So we got up to like seven daughters until they went, wait a minute, that's an Asian lady. They were really, and no one knew.
Finally caught on.
It was unbelievable. I actually brought the show down to almost a zero. It was
ratings wise.
Yeah, ratings wise, it was brilliant. They called when we were at a, and Fox did try. I'm going to be very honest. Fox and Sony, they were great. They wanted it to work, but there comes a point when you know, you keep polishing a turd, it eventually caves in. Right, Daddy?
Okay. Ray Romano talks about that with his twins.
Why are their turds caving?
Behind the couch.
So it ended up where, you know, they gave it like 3.5 years, which is unheard. It just shows you how desperate Fox was if we were on 3.5 years. So, you know, the president was very nice. He really tried. It wasn't his fault. It just didn't work, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he calls me after like the 40th airing. And we got like a 1.6 or something like that. And he goes, and the following day after we heard, he goes, look, you know, we're big supporters. I said, I know. And he said, the numbers are just, they're bad. And I said, no, I'm with you. And I'm appreciative. And he goes, so, you know, Hail Mary, any last ideas, any thoughts? And I said, give me 3 more weeks and I could bring you to a zero.
Just to make TV
history. And it was like dead quiet. And he goes, what do you mean? And this guy's like head of comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
that's a good sign.
Yeah. It was great. He goes, what do you mean? I said, any big shot can get a 1.6. I said, but you know how tough it is to get a zero where there isn't one Nielsen box going on.
There are
anywhere.
No number of
I said,
daughters
that yeah.
Right? That equation.
You know? Right. And he said, well, God, it's interesting. You're not far away.
That's like having a sporting event with an attendance of none.
Yeah.
I mean, it really never happens, but it's worth shooting
for. That's
right.
Oh, I like that.
Your character in How to Live with Your Parents for the Rest of Your Lives is the title of the show,
mm-hmm.
is a cancer survivor, sufferer.
Yeah. He had testicular cancer.
Right.
And the pilot kind of starts where I wake up with one Jimmy.
Okay.
I got one nut.
Yeah.
Kind of like now, and I don't mind. I'm out about everything. I have, a lot of people don't know it, I have half a clitoris. and that's
pessimist would say you don't have half a clitoris, so that's good. You're an optimist.
Okay, I never looked at it like that.
I'm just thinking out loud myself.
No, I like that.
Between two men,
is the clitoris half full or half empty?
You say it's half full.
I say it's half full. Well, you know, I'm a dreamer.
Yeah.
I'm a dreamer. I think all of us are.
I don't know what direction it's
Who's
going.
Who's vomiting? Down. Just me?
I think Izzy left. She's like 10 minutes ago.
She's
a long-suffering Izzy.
He'll die soon. He's got $9 under the sink. Got my my lunch money back and just wait for the bus.
You're performing a lot more frequently, it seems, at this club than you were at the other one.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving the
You were
venue.
Great. I saw you this
That's
weekend.
Very kind of you.
The aforementioned
you.
Show that I was was present for. New material, a lot of new stuff, well, mostly because you're playing off the audience.
Well, I play, you know, I'm still working up my Reagan hunk, you know, the thing about Reagan.
Yeah.
I still bring that in a lot.
That's groundbreaking.
You know? Yeah. I know. And the Chernobyl thing is almost finished. I was going to, you know, I love impressions.
That's a bad outcome.
Cutting edge.
Yeah, I was going to do like if Reagan is at Chernobyl, I do impressions, and then you know, what if Cosby showed up as in like, yeah, as like a CIA
and
you
sing
guy?
A 12
is that was, you know, it'd be great.
Wow.
Well, yes, and that was. It could be. I think it could open a third club at the Paddle Wheel or Peppermill, which is my dream. You know, the fire is going even in June,
and it isn't too late for you to start the puppetry. Also,
that's right, the puppetry.
Yeah, that's been a dream of yours for several minutes.
For several minutes.
So you're back next. Let's tell people when you're back at the club in June.
Yeah, I'm back in June for a week.
18th to the 24th?
That's correct. And the shows are 8 p.m. nightly. And we're having
I'm
a great time.
I'm going to be there.
I wish you would come by. I'll put you in a nice booth in the back. I won't mess with you. John will tell you this. People worry when they know me. You know, I never mess with you when I know you. Because then if they see you hanging out there, they go, oh, it's a plant. And yeah. I've always respected you. Have I not?
You've only messed with me off stage.
Okay, well, that's different.
Yeah, that's
just
totally
personal.
That's
when you're running through the hall saying, here he comes, let's get out of here, I think I have to say
exactly,
something.
You have to address it. But I do want to say something that is, aside from all of the fun stuff, that you do wonderful work for the Adelson.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, so,
thanks.
I mean, here, you know, here in Las Vegas, you really are giving back to the community, and you do a lot of wonderful things. So I want to say thank you.
That's so sweet of you. Well, they're wonderful people, and, you know, it's a matter of time till I need them. It's really I'm doing it for selfish reasons. You know, Jews we have to prepare.
Call like covering your bet around here.
Yeah, exactly. No, but
hedging your bet.
You know, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, we take care of people when they're born. You know, hence the forceps right here. Mm-hmm. See the marks right here? It actually it connected to the bolts as I was being pulled out of the hoo-ha, and there was an electrical shock that made the wiener close to metric. you got to take care of the people. You got to put it back.
I'm
what do you do, Katz? You ever put it back, Katz?
I do.
I mean, you know, besides, you know, slipping a hook or an extra thing. What do you
there's
do?
More than that?
There's
more. Yeah, he means he has to keep it. That's philanthropy.
That is philanthropy. What do you do, Trish? I know you're a giver.
I am a giver. I do. Actually, I do a lot of stuff with lupus research.
Mine's recovering.
And the USO. Good, I've gone. I've done a lot of USO stuff with the USO. A lot of stuff at the center here.
I do too with the USO.
They're
gonna
wonderful.
Be doing more with them. Love them. And John, what
I'm
is it?
Involved in recovery.
Very good. Very
12
good.
Step work.
Well, we all should. It's great. We all put it back.
Yeah.
Yep.
We all put it back. I love that about you, Johnny. Trisha, always a pleasure.
Always
thanks
so
for putting
nice
up with
to
me.
See you.
The longest I've been in the room with a blonde without hearing you're hurting me. The longest.
With that, we will say Brad Garrett's Comedy Club.
It's a record.
With
that.
The new underground.
I love you, Johnny.
Star Lane Mall at the MGM.
Right next to the pretzels. If you smell urine, look right.
Go to Kog and Doss and make a left.
You
know you're in the right place.
There you go.
Thanks again, Brad.
The Nazi ice cream.
Thanks for coming down.
I love you, JJ and Tebow. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again.
Some fun if it cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swinging time. I'm gonna give it everything that I got. Baby, look, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot the seven with every shot. So, viva Las Vegas.